Good afternoon, Yan.
Good afternoon.
What is 3D modeling and simulation, and how can it be used in urban planning and design?
Well, a 3D model is a computer-generated model of the urban areas that typically represent the terrain areas, the site, buildings, vegetation, and so on, together with the landscape features such as what we call the city furniture, like anything that we see on the urban space, like signs, fences, bike stands, and so on. It typically allows for a visual interpretation or integration of the spatial information within a single framework and create and manage the complex information of the urban space that we live in.
And what are some examples of 3D modeling being used in practice for cities at the moment?
Say, for instance, in Brisbane City, they have generated a model called the Virtual Brisbane. It's a computer-generated model for, they have been using that for strategic planning, for development assessment, and the community engagement. Other cities like the city of Adelaide has also developed a digital 3D model to help the cities to visualize the future, particularly in relation to the growth scenarios and land use planning. Internationally, as we mentioned in our article, Singapore and a few other places has also been using this 3D modeling quite extensively in planning and in the development process.
And how is this technology impacting educational methods and learning?
We believe that spatial technology such as GIS, 3D modeling and visualization is an important skill set. It's considered one of the top 10 skills that is required in the current community. Spatial skills such as spatial thinking, spatial planning, modeling and reasoning, as well as visualization skills are key attributes for our graduates in both geography, planning, architecture, and there are a range of other fields. So we think that introducing these spatial skills is critical to engage our students for technology-enhanced learning, particularly in planning, where that the industry is actually moving towards using this 3D for assessment, for visualization, scenario development and planning, as well as for engaging the communities that participate in any new development or in assessing the impact of development.
And what are the challenges associated with using 3D modeling and simulation?
Well, we have introduced this 3D modeling program in our educational program. We do in like face a number of challenges there, even though the students do see the benefit and then the need of using these skills and develop the spatial skill set. Challenges that we face, for instance, include the limited time that we are available for students to learn this new technology and therefore become confident and then competent in using this technology in doing their work. So the other side, for instance, like the joy of learning and the skill development is also challenged by the need to go beyond their normal comfort zone and then learn this new technology and also secure a good grade in their course in the immediate term.
Yeah, definitely. And what does 3D modeling suggest for the future of cities? What new possibilities may it bring for us?
3D models actually can be used in a range of ways. For instance, it can for planners and then for architecture field that it can be used to design new development proposals and then scenarios to assess the impact of new development, for instance, or to create realistic context and evaluate the impact of those development. So it does bring a lot of like new avenues for us to design our city, to see how development impacts on our life, and then also to provide like contributions from the individuals to create a better future for us.
Yeah, well, it definitely does sound like a good idea as well. We are probably going to see a lot more of it as well as we kind of move on in the future as well. So thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.